And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of May, 2010. It was on this day, 1942, William Faulkner's Go Down, Moses was published, his collection of seven stories all taking place in Yoknapatawpha County. It's the birthday of the man who wrote The Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum, born in Chittenango, New York, on this day in 1856. His book, which he wrote as a children's novel, published in 1900, he dedicated it, quote, to my good friend and comrade, my wife, Maud Gage Baum. L. Frank Baum was a socialist. He wrote in his book, there were no poor people in the land of Oz because there was no such thing as money, and all property of every sort belonged to the ruler. Each person was given freely by his neighbors whatever he required for his use, which is as much as anyone may reasonably desire. Everyone worked half the time and played half the time, and the people enjoyed the work as much as they did the play, because it is good to be occupied and to have something to do. It was on this day in 1891 that Pope Leo XIII issued the encyclical addressing labor issues in the 19th century called Rerum Novarum, of New Things. It was the original foundation of Catholic social teaching. Leo XIII, in his letter, defended certain aspects of capitalism, the right to private property, but he said the free market cannot go unrestricted. There is a moral obligation to pay laborers a fair and living wage. He told employers not to look upon their workpeople as their bondsmen, that it was never okay to cut workers' wages. He said to exercise pressure upon the indigent and the destitute for the sake of gain and to gather one's profit out of the need of another is condemned by all laws, human and divine. To defraud anyone of wages that are his due is a great crime which cries to the avenging anger of heaven. And with this encyclical, Leo began a new chapter in the Catholic Church, in which social justice became incorporated into official church doctrine. It was on this day in 1886, Emily Dickinson died at the age of 55. She had made her sister promise to burn all her letters when she died. She didn't say what to do with her notebooks. There were 40 of them, which contained nearly 1,800 poems, only a handful of which had been published while she was alive. There was great disagreement among her friends and relatives over how to publish the poems, and it wasn't until 1955 that a complete volume appeared which contained Emily Dickinson's poems just as she had written them, with punctuation and capitalization and obscure diction intact. Here's a poem for today by Betsy Johnson Miller, entitled What a Mouth Will Do. Kiss the impossible hope that love will last, an end to looking as if for one glove. Swallow the sweet lust of fruit, one way a body can be pleased. Tell others why. Tell others nothing. Feel the tongue and how goodness and mercy can flow like a river from the north, or how it can rage as only rage can, and know there isn't much to say after that. The poem titled What a Mouth Will Do by Betsy Johnson Miller, from Rain When You Want Rain, published by Mayapple Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.